word of
mouth.
Word of
mouth.
Word of
mouth.
Well, it's lunchtime, and we have the perfect lunchtime guest. Food writer Kathy Gunst is with us. She is the author of Notes from a Maine Kitchen, among several other books. And Kathy, I have a big assignment for you today.
I'm ready.
Well, I just came back from vacation, and it feels like the summer is over. And although everybody says, oh, but autumn is beautiful in New England, it doesn't matter. I just go right forward to winter. I feel sad. I feel like it all goes too quickly. Convince me to love the end of
summer. I have bad news for you. I do the same thing. It's so bittersweet every year. I just think we're conditioned from childhood. It's like we're going to see those yellow school buses get back on the road. And even though I'm not going to school and my kids aren't going to school anymore, it still makes me feel so sad. It's like letting go of freedom. However, food-wise, no better time of year.
Really?
Oh my goodness. This has been the single best gardening year that I can remember in my 35 years in New England.
No kidding. So what's plentiful?
Well, we've had heat and we've had rain, and that's what gardens love. The tomatoes, of course, are spectacular. The biggest surprise this year are the peaches. Local peaches are very early, very plentiful, and spectacularly juicy sweet. I mean, we live in apple country. You don't think of New Hampshire, New England, and peaches, but the peaches are insane. I've been eating them for a good 2 or 3 weeks now, and the really fabulous white variety is still yet to come. I can't get enough of them. I mean, the kind of peach that when you bite into it, you don't want to be wearing a white t-shirt.
Well, that's the thing. We're used to eating fresh peaches, but what else do you do with them? I've been grilling peaches.
Grilling
this
peaches is wonderful.
How do you do it?
So I don't skin them because skin doesn't bother me at all. So I brush it very lightly with maple syrup and I grill it down, let it get caramelized, flip it back over, and then you could fill it with a little bit of creme fraiche or Greek yogurt, another drizzle of maple syrup, maybe some toasted crushed nuts on top of it. Really simple. The whole idea of seasonal fruit is that you respect it and you don't add a whole lot of other flavors to it.
Tell me what else you're eating these days in late summer.
Well, the other big surprise of my garden this summer is potatoes. Obviously, a real New England crop. So I made you it was a warm potato salad. It has now been in my car for an hour, so it might be warm for all the wrong reasons. This is kind of a great dish to segue to fall because there's no mayonnaise. It's tons of fresh herbs. May I pass this to you?
Oh, please.
These are potatoes from the garden, and this has kind of got a Greek twist. There's olive oil, lemon juice, and loads of fresh herbs from the garden. Chives, basil, lemon thyme. See if you get that lemon. Lemon and potatoes, you don't
eat. Lemon.
Isn't that lovely? So I grated a lemon so you have the zest, and I added fresh lemon juice and some white wine vinegar and really good olive oil. And then, do you see how moist those potatoes are? I mean, that's not like deli potato salad, aside from the fact that there's no mayonnaise. It's really kind of an elevation and an elegant dish to get you from summer to fall.
Well, but which kind of potatoes do you plant, actually?
We do a bunch. We do fingerling. We do red Norlands. We do Yukon Gold. I mean, I'm so upset that we didn't grow more because we usually get inundated with potato bugs. But for some reason, this fabulous growing season, not a single bug. And I mean, you don't know what a big deal it is I brought you these potatoes. Maybe you do know.
How about all the rain? Was that not a problem for potatoes?
No, that was a good thing. Mm-hmm. That was a good thing because we had it early and then we had all this heat this summer. And we still have it, Virginia. It is not over. No snow falling out there. Are you ready to segue to dessert?
Oh, please.
All right. Look what I made for you. This is a crumble. I have been laying very low on sugar this summer. So this is a strawberry, blueberry, and local peach crumble, and it has a granola topping, and it's sweetened only the tiniest bit with maple syrup, so the real sweetness that you're going to taste is from the fruit. Drum roll, please.
Mmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, that's what local
nice
fruit
texture
does.
In it,
well,
too.
That's the granola. It gives you a good crunch, so there's not a lot of butter. There's no white sugar in this.
God.
And we're really honoring what's in season now, which is what good cooking's all about all year. It's certainly more of a challenge in the winter, but this is harvest season. We've got our tomatoes. We haven't even talked about
Let's talk tomatoes.
Let's talk tomatoes. I love the Spanish tradition of tomato toast, where you take a good baguette and you grill it. And once it comes out, you rub a raw garlic clove on it with a little olive oil. And then you take your fresh garden tomato, and on the biggest opening of your cheese grater, you just grate the tomato. This is a way to make instant sauce. If you just grate the tomato, you have
skin
this
on.
Skin on, all the pulp, everything breaks down, and you have this crunchy toast with a tiny hint of garlic, olive oil, and tomato with a little espresso. That's a good way to start the day.
Well, tell me, actually, do you put food by, though? Do you do the canning or freezing or pickling?
I do a huge amount because we really, particularly with the tomatoes. And the other thing I do, because even though I grow so many, I go to farmers and I say, will you sell me your seconds? And these are usually half price and they're bruised, so they're not as beautiful for the markets. Those are the ones you want to make your sauce with. My ultimate sauce is to chop up as many tomatoes as I can get, as many varieties, throw some onions in, some garlic, basil, thyme, rosemary, olive oil, roast it at 450 degrees, walk away. Take a swim, take a walk, tell yourself it's okay. Come back an hour later and you have roasted tomato sauce. And I'll can that and I'll freeze that. And all winter, I will pop it out and I will remember these glorious days of late summer.
Okay, I think I'm with you. But what do I do? I mean, I have, like, right now, basil going to seed almost, flowering. I've got sage popping out. What do you do with
this
all of these?
This is a good problem. One of the best ways to preserve fresh herbs is to, it's like a halfway pesto. You put them in your food processor or your blender with good olive oil and a little garlic. And then, I think you're too young to remember this, Virginia. Remember ice cube trays?
Heck yeah.
Well, this is a great way to preserve herbs. You take this pureed herb and olive oil mixture, pop it into a old-fashioned ice cube tray, put it in the freezer. Once they freeze, pop them out and put them into a plastic bag. And then all winter, you just throw that into your skillet, throw that into your stews, and you have that fresh herb flavor. Way better than drying it. The color is preserved, and the vibrant, alive flavor of your garden will come out all year.
Okay, so that's a little bit of light.
Little bit of light. We'll keep our spirits high.
Kathy, do we have recipes for the potatoes that you brought in and this crisp?
If you're really nice, we do. Yes, we will have recipes for several of these dishes.
If I finish everything?
If you write Clean Plate Club.
You wrote a nice little essay about the celebration of Julia Child's 100th birthday. You actually met Julia Child?
I did. I was lucky when I was a young writer in my 20s in New York City to spend an afternoon with her, and it made a deep impression on me. I met her several times. She would have been 100 on August 15th, and I think as time goes on, she's almost appreciated more and more. She really laid the foundation for this whole idea of eating fresh, and although she didn't use the words eating local, she always emphasized getting the freshest, best food you could find. And boy, the food world is a different place now, and in great part because of her.
What do you think her cookbooks and show would be focused on today?
I don't think it would be that different than the conversation we just had. I think she would make a gorgeous French peach tart with these peaches we've been talking about. I imagine a very simple tomato salad. The truth about Julia Child, even though she wrote Mastering the Art and understood all the techniques of French sauces, is that she was also really appreciated simplicity, which I think is what made her so grand.
Reflection on Julia Child, 100 years and change after her birth, and some great seasonal ideas from Kathy Gunst. Thank you so much. I really
Wonderful
needed you
to
today.
Be here. Good. You look better. I'm glad. We're all happy now. We're going to keep the summer going as long as possible.
Okay, now I'm going to finish my meal. You can find recipes for the food that we talked about today at wordofmouthradio.org, where you can also find a link to Notes from a Maine Kitchen. That's Kathy's most recent book, celebrating the season, no matter which one. Coming up, he's back. Word of Mouth awesomator Brady Carlson brings us the latest trends he's been monitoring from the world of the web. When Word of Mouth continues in just a moment.